Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the fourth month. It's the 12th day, and it's the year 2020, and it's Resurrection Day. Christ is truly risen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And don't let the apostate Jews and anyone else lie to you. Christ is truly risen. As a matter of fact, I just spoke with him this morning. Now, the title of this Resurrection Day lecture is Update 2020. And I just want to give the people out there some key updates on what's going on here at Musical Remnant, the work that God is giving us, and some key things that they're going to need to know about. The first thing I want to talk about is, I always talk about the three pillars that you need to save your soul is prayer, penance, and studying the Catholic faith. Those are the three pillars. Prayer, penance, studying the Catholic faith. Prayers, penance, studying the Catholic faith. The first way you come to God is through prayer. That's the first thing you get, and then you get the grace of God. Then you learn about the Catholic faith, and when you learn about the Catholic faith, it teaches you you need to do penance. That's part of the Catholic faith. Now, with that in vain, one of the biggest books that I'm working on, that I can ever, the biggest, most important books, is the prayer book, which I already completed, and I got it out in 2020. We just put that out about a month or two ago, or maybe a month. So that was put out in 2020, the prayer book, and it's been revised and with many prayers added with many revisions. It's a pure, clean prayer book that got rid of all ambiguities, any heretical prayers, willfully ambiguous prayers, and the prayers stake the Catholic dogmas more perfectly, more clearly. So we've been working on this prayer book for years. This might be like the fourth or fifth version of it, but this one, we really put a lot of time in it, and we put it up in 2020. I think God's really, this is going to be a very big year for us. Things are going to start going forward from here, God's going to start bringing in a few people now, not many, but we're going to need a few people to come in now, because when he does miracles, which if we stay faithful, he's going to do miracles, then you're going to get a lot of people coming in here. But we need to have people to handle it when they come in here. Right now, we only have 13 of us here. So if 10,000 people or 20,000 people are knocking at the front door, we're not going to be able to handle the whole thing. So God's going to start sending in, before that happens, some good-willed people who are very good with the faith, good Catholics, and then they're going to be able to help us. And I think from this point forward, that's going to start to happen. But before that happens, and we can get these people in here, we need to have a very good prayer book. That's done. It's up. It's on the website. Now, also what we're going to need to have is a catechism. The catechism, we're going to start with that second. Now, with the prayer book and the catechism, that's really the only two books you need to save your soul. Not even the Bible. Although I am working on the Bible. We'll get into that in a minute. But the only two books you need as a Catholic to save your soul is a prayer book and a catechism. The catechism is going to tell you everything you need to believe about the Catholic faith, instruct you about God's commandments, tell you about penance, tell you about the sacraments, tell you about everything you need to do to save your soul, a good catechism. Not these catechisms that are inadequate. Most of these catechisms out here may have some good things in it, but they have a lot of very, very, very bad, heretical, immoral things in them. So the catechism is gigantic. Now, this, we're almost ready to start. This year, if everything goes according to the way I plan it to be, the catechism I'm working on now is called Catholic Catechisms. Catholic Catechisms. The reason I'm using the plural is because I'm going to have basically three types of catechisms in there. I don't want to have three separate catechisms, so you have to get three. I want it all under one book. Okay, so in the Catholic Catechism's book, you can have a basic catechism. The basic catechism is all the basic dogmas that you must believe and know before you can be a member of the Catholic Church and save your soul. If you don't believe in all those, you can't even be a member. So if you think you're a member and you don't know or you don't believe them all, you can't be a member. That's how important the basic dogmas are. So the basic catechism is, and it's basically, the basic catechism is about two or three pages. But it covers a lot of stuff. A lot of really big stuff, and if you believe in the basic dogmas and you know them, then you're ready to come into the Catholic Church and be a member. But if you don't, you can't even be a member of the church. So that's the first. I call it the basic catechism. The second one is the intermediate catechism. The intermediate catechism is going to start teaching you all the secondary dogmas and some deeper dogmas. And in that catechism, I'm basically using a Baltimore Catechism number 2 as a template, because it has a lot of good stuff in there, but it has a lot of bad stuff. So it's mixed with good stuff and a lot of bad stuff. So you don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. You keep the good stuff, get rid of the bad stuff, and I added quite a bit too. So it's really, I just use that as a template. And I think that catechism had 320 questions in it. I finished it at, right now, the draft copy of it, and I have 520 questions in here. And that should be about what it's going to be. It's question and answers, but I got extra questions. I got more stuff in there, and I got rid of all the bad stuff from that catechism. It's just going to be called the Intermediate Catechism. 520 questions, that's the intermediate. Then we're going to have the Advanced Catechism. That's very important. It has to do with a lot of deeper dogmas, a lot of the stuff that relates to today, a lot of the stuff that the scholastics have been denying for all these years, that people believe is really dogmas and are really heresy. So it's got a lot of, the Advanced Catechism is very important, but that's going to have a lot of stuff about the deeper dogmas in it also, and it's going to go into more detail. I'm going to get into, we'll talk about the Advanced Catechism in a second. I just want to say, basically, when somebody comes into the church too, they need to know and believe all the basic dogmas, or you're not a member. Once you come to the church and you're a member, you now got to start studying the secondary dogmas. And that's going to be the Intermediate Catechism. But the way we're going to handle it is, the way I want to handle it is, before people even come in here at all, I want them to learn the whole thing, all of them. Because we're living in a day where a lot of these deeper dogmas are being denied and secondary dogmas. We just heard recently that 69% of the people in the North Soto Church don't believe in the Holy Eucharist anymore. And they're still going to church there. They don't believe in the Holy Eucharist. And 40% of the traditionalists don't believe in the Holy Eucharist. That the Holy Eucharist is the body, blood, and blood of Jesus Christ under the appearance of bread and wine. They don't believe it.
A new survey reveals a basic lack of understanding when it comes to the Holy Eucharist and church teaching about the real presence. Pew Research Center finds 69% of self-described Catholics in the U.S. say they personally believe that during Mass, the bread and wine used in communion are symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. 43% of those Catholics surveyed incorrectly believe the church teaching says that the bread and wine are symbolic. Even among the most observant group, Catholics who go to Mass at least once a week, 37% don't believe in the real presence.
And they're still going to Mass there. There's a lot of things. So what I'm going to do, unless it's an emergency now, if you want to come into the church, you're going to have to be a catechumen. You're going to have to study the whole catechism. The basic, the intermediate, and the advanced catechism. Before you can come in, you have to accept it, because the catechisms is going to serve as an abjuration of profession of faith. That's it's everything. That's our bulwark. That's what we rest on. One of the verses says that you have not set up a house of Israel to stand in a day of battle against their enemies when they fight against you. A wall. That's the abjuration. That's our wall. That keeps the people out who are going to be heretics. Now, if somebody wants to come in here and is a secret heretic, as long as he outwardly professes that he's not going to harm us, that's between him and God. But as soon as somebody goes against anything in that catechism, he's out. Now, in the catechism, everything in here is going to be a dogma unless I otherwise state it. I'll state it by having an AO next to it, which means allowable opinion. If I say that, then you know it's not a dogma. So, if it's an emergency, though, and you don't have time to learn the whole catechism because we're being persecuted, you're being martyred, or you get very sick, as long as you know the basic dogmas and believe in all them, we can baptize you, or you can abjure and come into the church, and you can save your soul. You don't even need to know the secondary and deeper dogmas if you don't have time to learn them. You're going to learn all about that. If you don't have time to learn them. In the early days of the church, some of these people were Roman pagan soldiers who converted when they saw the martyrs die, and they were martyred the next day. They came into the church within one day and were martyred the very next day. How much time do they have to learn? What did they need to know? The basic dogmas. It's basically a page and a half. Do you believe in this? I believe in this. You're in. So in an emergency, we will bring people in, but you need the basic dogmas. But in these days, just, you're going to have to be a catechumen for a certain period of time also, so assure that you're living a moral life, to make sure that you're praying and you're doing your penance and you're obeying the church's laws. And then after you've passed your test, you can come in. It's different for different people. It depends on how you progress along with the faith. If you progress quickly, you can come in quickly. If you progress slowly, then you can just take a little bit longer to come in. But you're going to have to accept everything in that catechism, unless it has an AO next to it for an allowable opinion. That's our bulwark. That's our profession of faith. That's everything. Everything. The prayer book and the catechism, those are the two books. If you only needed two books in this whole world, those are the two. If everything goes according to plan, I'll definitely have the basic catechism out. I should have the intermediate catechism out. I already have the questions. We're just going to go over it here with the brothers. And we go over this and go over it again. The Advanced Catechism, though, however, will probably not be out this year. But here's what I'm doing with the Advanced Catechism. I'm taking snippets from it. Important sections from the Advanced Catechism, and I'm putting them up as excerpts. Excerpt 1, excerpt 2, excerpt 3, and it's really the, what I consider the most important stuff in the Advanced Catechisms. They're going to go up first. I've already got a couple ready to go up within a couple months here, or even a month, I'll have a couple up there. And so the excerpts that are up there, you'd have to believe in those too. But when I get all the excerpts up there of the important stuff, and then when I'm done with the Advanced Catechism, then I'm going to put them all together and put it in, add it to my Catholic Catechisms. So the first Catholic Catechisms that's going to go up there is only going to have the basic dogmas and the intermediate dogmas. It's not going to have the advanced dogmas. You can read some of them, and the excerpts I'm going to post up individually. But and those individual ones I'm posting up are going to be very important. Dealing with the Great Apostasy, dealing with heretics and heresy, deeper dogmas, basic dogmas, secondary dogmas. To give you some an example, basically, of Advanced Catechism, we're going to have some dogmas about God and creation that aren't in the Intermediate Catechism, the fall of man, certain dogmas about the Old and New Testaments, God's chosen people, the Catholic hierarchy and the papacy. This is the one we're going to have out within a month, I think. Revelation, infallibility, dogmas, heresy, and schism. That is gigantic. That's got a lot of stuff in it. It's not that many pages, but it is important. A lot of stuff in there. Another big one is the Great Apostasy, about the no pope since 1130 and why, and all the information on the Great Apostasy, which you need to believe before you come in here. I don't want nobody coming in. Here's another thing I want to mention. The first thing we approach everybody with is the desecrations that we have in our desecration book. All the false gods, all the immorality, all the paganism that's up in these nominal Catholic churches that are desecrated. That's the first thing we're going to ask you. That do you agree that when a false god, that those false gods up in, that, in those churches, Venus, Jupiter, Janus, Apollo, do you, and all the immorality, do you believe that that's idolatry and mortally sinful immorality? Do you believe it's idolatry? If you don't believe it's an idolatry and you put up false gods in the church, then you're away from me. Get away from me. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. All we can do is pray for you and do penance for you, and that's all we can do for you. But I will not have no communication with you whatsoever. That's the first thing I want to hear out of your mouth is, Richard, that door on the Vatican has Jupiter with Ganymede, raping Ganymede. He's got the Janus double face on here. Is that a false god? Is that an idol? Is that idolatry? Yes or no? And you say no, get away from me. And if you say no and you persist in it, when, who knows, I'll have your ass killed even. If you don't come in after a certain period of time. And if I don't have your ass killed, God will, or the Antichrist will, and then you're going to go into hell forever and burn there forever because you don't want to stand up for God. All right? So, that's how we deal with it. If you say that it's not idolatry, get away from me. If you say it's idolatry, we go to step two. If that's idolatry, so therefore those who promoted it and those who support it are what?
Idolaters.
Very good. Idolaters. Step number two. All these so-called popes that promoted it, that allowed it, that tolerated it, that do anything about it, didn't condemn it, didn't do all in their power to get rid of it, are idolaters. Number two, you don't say that, get away from me. Don't speak to me, don't email me, don't call me. If I'm going down the street, get on the other side of the street and don't walk by me. All I can do for you then is pray for you and do penance for you, because you could come around. You could convert, but that's all I can do for you. But there's no use in me talking to you about epikaya, jurisdiction, canon law, if you don't believe that ABC-er. That's like 2 plus 2 equals 4 in our religion. I'm the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have false gods before me. That's as easy as it gets. If you don't believe in that, we ain't going to talk about nothing deeper than that. That's as easy as it gets. So if you don't believe in those two things, get away from me. If you do believe in those two things, that it is idolatry and they are idolaters, then we go to step three. Step three is the automatic loss of office for all those who are non-members of the Catholic Church. Non-members of the Catholic Church cannot hold offices in the Catholic Church. That's step three, and then we go to that. And then if you don't accept that, get away from me. Those are the three big key things. So you're going to have to take a look at that evidence. And you can say, is what I'm saying true or false? Am I lying about these idols? I thank God he left them up on the churches. Because you can't say that I'm lying about it. You know, go over to Italy and take a visit over there. And walk around in the churches and look, it's still up there. It's all over the place. A mess of false gods, of naked pictures, pornography, grotesque deformity. Demons and devils all over the church, the map room in the Vatican. Take a look at the place. All right? But anyway, the Great Apostasy section in my Advanced Catechism is going to deal with all this. And I don't want nobody in here calling Aquinas a saint. He's an apostate after you read the evidence. You accept it or you get away from me. So now this is, the Catechism is our bulwark, all right? Now, also what I'm doing here, okay, now let's get back to the important books. We were talking about the prayer book and the Catechism. Now, after the Catechism, to me, the next most important book, now, when you read the penance is necessary for salvation. I would put that one next. Because when you're reading the Catechism, it tells you you need to do penance. But my article, Penance is Necessary for Salvation, is going to teach you the proper way to do penance without overdoing it or without underdoing it. You don't want to be a Stoic and you don't want to be a lefty. You don't want to be a righty. You don't want to be a lefty. Proverbs 4:24, make straight the path that I feet, and all thy ways shall be established. Decline not to the right hand nor to the left hand. So that's the third book. Penance is Necessary for Salvation. And then the Bible, the Holy Catholic Bible. You hate to even put this in fourth position, but the Catechism explains what the Bible may not be as explicit or not and tells you what the Bible means. So the Bible's revelation, and it is also ordinary magisterial teachings, but the Catholic Church is the one that, if there's any legitimate disputes, that settles everything. And that's what the Catechism represents. But the Bible is so important, so important. If you have time enough, and you didn't just like convert like a Roman soldier within one day and they gave you the basic dogmas and you saved your soul. But if you have time, you got to read the Bible. It's mandatory. If you want to be Catholic, you got to read the Bible. If you can't read, have it read to you. Have somebody read it to you if you can't read it. You know, but the Bible is so important. It's God's love letter to mankind. It's answers to questions to everything, the deepest questions of men about who are we? Why are we here? What are we doing? Where do we go after this? How did the world come about? It teaches you everything. It's so beautiful, the Bible. It's so powerful. God speaks to you through the Bible. We read it here every day, us brothers. Now, even if you read it like once a week, at least you're reading it, but you should follow our Bible's reading schedule. And when you do that, see, my question is this. If I told you, there's this guy, Joe Smith out in California. I really love that guy. He's a great guy. I'd just say it now. And you would say, well, I don't know, Richard. Who the heck is he? Joe Smith. I mean, I don't know nothing about him. I love him. So I said, I love Joe Smith, and he's a great guy, but I don't know him. So this is what these nominal Catholics are like. I love God. He's a great guy. He's a great God. I love God. Don't ask me anything about him because I don't read the Bible. I don't know anything about him. I don't know what his commandments are. I don't know how he created the world. I don't know what he expects us to do. I don't know how he rewards rewards the just and punishes the wicked. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know anything about him. Or if you think you can only get away with just reading the New Testament, you don't know God. That he's the God of the Old and the New Testament. You need both. They go together. You can't separate them. There's no way you can even understand what's going on in the New Testament without reading the Old. And the Old Testament still has prophecies that are being fulfilled. I ask you a question. Go into a deep mystery movie where they have a lot of stuff going on and turn it on halfway through the movie. Just halfway through and see if you can figure it out. If it's all making sense or not. That's if you only read the one without the other. That's how important the Bible is, though. So if you survive long enough, when you come to the church, and it's not like a one-day conversion where you're dead the next day, you got to start reading the Bible. And you got to read a good version of the Bible, which gets me into what I've been working on for years. I already, again, 2020, posted up just recently on the Clementine Vulgate's Errors and on Heretical Commentaries. Very, very, very big book when you see how horrible that Clementine Vulgate is in many places. Yeah, it's got a lot of good stuff, but it's got a lot of bad stuff in there too. Stupid stuff, crazy stuff. You can't even, especially in the Old Testament. All right, and their commentaries are even worse. You get a bad Bible. All the so-called Catholic Bibles out there got heretical commentaries. So watch out. It ruins you. Not only do they have heretical commentaries, they don't have commentaries where they should to explain things they need to explain. And when they do explain and they unexplain them and confuse you even more. The Bible I've been working on got rid of all the... It's got the purest text possible for the New Testament and mostly for the Old Testament. We got rid of all the heretical stuff and the really bad stuff. And I got commentaries in here that really make sense, that are very important for you to know. I got rid of the heretical commentaries. And I also got a little section in the back of the Bible called Long Commentaries on things that require more than just a short commentary, like on the Holy Trinity, about how in the ways that the Father is greater than the Son. On the rich versus poor, on what is St. Paul's and the law. I got these are in the back in the long commentaries that that require not gigantic commentaries, but longer than you than one you want to fit them in the book. So we got a very nice. We cleaned up all the texts from any of the hereticals or major errors in here. The New Testament, I've done. I don't want to go over this right now, but you're going to have to read my book on that because I want to talk about more stuff in this lecture. Read that book I just mentioned to you, and you'll find out about it. So the Bible is another biggie. Now the Bible, I'm almost done with it. It's almost ready to start getting up there. But when I get done, then we got to still go over it again. So that may not even be out this year. The Bible, it might and it may not. So if it's not out this year, it should definitely be out by next year. So what I'm telling you right now, this year we should have we have got the prayer book up there already. The basic and intermediate catechism will be up there by the end of this year if everything goes according to plan. And the Bible will be up there shortly. And I already have penances necessary for salvation. My point is, this is 2020. God's indicating to us that he's going to start bringing in some good-willed people who they love God and they love the faith more than signs and wonders. Signs and Wonders is going to attract certain people in here, and you're going to add to those certain people. That's all they're really looking for. They're not going to be really interested in the faith. But it's also going to attract some goodwill people, so I'm not against Signs and Wonders. But what I'm saying is before God does miracles here, we need to have a certain group of people in here to handle the influx when it comes in. But we need to have stuff to give to them. And this has been frustrating me because I had several abjurations in the past I had to take down because they're not 100% yet. They're not complete. More stuff needs to be added as we're coming to these the whole picture about the great apostasy and all these things that are happening, which is this is going to be the final stamp of the catechism with everything on it. Now, this brings me to another point. I'm also revising a lot of my old works that I took some of the stuff I took down from the because it needs a lot of revising. And so it's not up yet. And somebody just emailed, oh, Richard, I would have loved to read your faith before the Mass, and you took it off. And I need to, I'm kind of frustrated that it's not up there. I really wish it was. But it needs to be revised. If it needs a really major revision, I take it down. And so there's a few of my books I've taken. Salvation Dogma hasn't been up there for a while. And it is a big book. But I got a lot of other stuff about the Salvation Dogma era anyway. But the basic kind of dogmas will include the Salvation Dogma in one paragraph, if you believe it is there. But people are going to want to have proofs and teachings on it. So I do have some stuff up there on that. So until these books are properly revised, I'm not going to post them up. So even though I know people want to have them up right now, that's going to take some time. And I don't like to do it real quick, so it's not going to be done properly. But in the meantime, when I'm revising these books, I'm doing new books. And the new books are very important. And if I determine a new book is more important than the ones I already had up there, then I work on the new book and I put the revisions on the back burner. I probably have about 10, at least 10 or maybe more books already almost completed that I haven't posted up yet. Very important books. I'll give you just a mention of some of them. These are the new works I'm working on the Most Holy Trinity. I have a lot of stuff in that book. Really very important. That's going to be one of my most favorite books. I love working on it. I love it so much. I love studying about, thinking about God and the mystery of the Holy Trinity and the Incarnation and Mary, the Immaculate Conception. So that book is really got a lot of big stuff in there. A book on the Holy Eucharist, another biggie. A whole book on I got a whole book on simony, which I had done years ago, and it's almost ready to go up. Talking about how when you get mass stipends, it's simony. It's heretical. You're done. You're out. Everybody, the priests who accepted that are out, and the bishops, not the laymen. They're inculpably ignorant, invincibly ignorant, probably because they believe that it's okay. So that's another issue on culpability, because you could be a formal or material heretic. But mass stipends is simony. Plain and simple. You're going to find out the stuff these priests were doing. They started to say 3-4 masses a day, then shotgun masses, 10 masses a day, so they can get the money from it because they weren't taking tithes anymore. And then all of a sudden, even some priests, because he couldn't handle it, he'd get a $10 tithe and he would farm out the mass to another priest for $5 and he'd make five, give five to him. They were farming masses out. It's sacrilege. The simony thing is big. I'm frustrated in a way, over-anxious maybe, because I want to get it out and show you the proof of it. It's there. I have it. That book's really basically completed almost. But I don't put nothing out unless I reread it again and I do a little more research on it. That's a big book. A book on usury. When usury is sinful and when usury is not sinful. another book on the Holy Roman Emperor St. Constantine, another book on the Holy Emperor St. Charlemagne, another book, The Vindication of St. Cyprian, another book on Stoic Penances, another big book, The Desecration of Catholic Places Supplement. That's another big book. So I got a lot of, I'm doing a lot of stuff here. And a lot of this new stuff that I'm putting out, if I think it's more important, see, because there's a lot of stuff out there about the salvation dogma to people who do hold it. So if I think that there's enough out there, and I have enough to say it, but some of this new stuff I'm coming out with about the great apostasy and all these crimes, that the scholasticism, my Hellenization book, which is gigantically important, that's unique stuff, uniquely unique. It's like stuff that people have been putting up with all these years, and nobody's writing against it. That's unique. That's stuff that needs to get up that people don't even have out there. You can't get it nowhere else. You can only find it here at www.johnthebaptist.us. Order now in the next 5 minutes and you get a discount. No. Anyway.
Free shipping.
It's only available on this station. Another new work we have, which is not really new, it's kind of old, but it's new, and it's not old, but it's new. Okay, anyway. We did this Christmas, and it's called Life Begins in the Womb. Very important, because today the abortionists are running wild. They're going crazy. They're coming out with stuff like life doesn't begin until the baby's born and takes its first breath and all that. That's what motivated me to work on this book. It's really an update of my, when is the soul created in the body? But I renamed it. It's called Life Begins in the Womb, and I go into much more detail. I got a lot of very important stuff in there. And I did that especially to fight against your Planned Parenthood, your pro-abortionist people, and your nominal Catholics that support abortion. And they pretend that they're not murdering people and all that. So I got, it's a really big video. I did that in Christmas, and the book is done too. The book goes along with it, and I'm going to post those both up at the same time. They should be out within a month. That should be out within a month. Anyway, so that's the new works. Then I got the revised works I'm working on. Now, one last, something on my revised works I'm going to talk about real quick is I'm trying to combine several of my books into one book. So you can get it all in one book if the topics are related. I'll just give you a little example of what I'm doing with that. So you don't have to buy five books so you can that deals with the same topic. Okay? So for instance, my book that used to be called Revelation and Infallibility, it may still have the same name or not, but that one book now is going to contain the other book I had on heresy and heretics. It's going to contain my book on Catholic dogmas. It's going to contain, that's already up there. It's going to contain my book on basic dogmas. That's already up there. It's going to contain my book on papal supremacy. That's not up there yet. And it's going to contain my book on the Solomon Order of Magisterium, all in one book. So you don't have to buy five books to read about it. The Salvation Dogma is a really big one. And it's going to be called The Salvation Dogma and Related Topics. Because I got stuff about the Salvation Dogma still up on my site in about 10 different places or 5 different places. Here's what that book's going to contain. Just that one book. I'm going to combine all the stuff into one book. The Catholic Church's teachings on the Salvation Dogma. Nominal Catholics' teachings on the Salvation Dogma. Laws enforcing the Salvation Dogma. The Salvation Dogma is that only members of the Catholic Church can have a hope to be saved. If you're not a member of the Catholic Church and you die that way, you're damned. You're going to hell forever. That's the end of it. Okay? Now, I already got this one up there. Unbelievers, pre-catechumens, catechumens, and the faithful. It's going to contain a section on there's no remission of sins outside the Catholic Church. Fewer saved. I have an article on that. Only good Catholics can be martyrs. Only good members of the Catholic Church are children of God. What it means to believe in Jesus. Deathbed conversions. Athens' unknown God. Jesus' other sheep must hear the word and enter into the one fold. The natural law. All false religions and false gods contain noble falsehoods. Men are not saved by following their own conscience. Ignorance does not save men. Catholic doctrine on predestination. That's a really big book. I already have audios on that. Thank God for that. But I really want to get that out there. That is so important. Here's my anxiousness sometimes. I wanted to pull this out and put it up as a separate book. I think it's that important. But I don't want to go ahead of myself and have separate books. And I want to have it all in one book, so I got to wait. But I do have enough up there on predestination in my audios. Enough to, that it really tells you the whole picture of the audios I have on it. St. Augustine's Indelible Mark Brothers. That's already up there. Damned Infants. That's already up there. That's going to be all in this one book. Baptized Non-Catholic Infants and Children. That's already up there. That's going to be in this book. St. Augustine, a formal heretics and salvation dogma. That's already on my site. That's going to be in this book. How Catholic churches become non-Catholic churches. Salvation during the Old Testament era. I may put the baptism controversy book even in there. I'm not sure about that. Another one. Salvation heretics idolize the human race. Beware of salvation heretics who profess but deny the dogma. Anti-church fathers who deny the salvation dogma. Scholastic and others who deny the salvation dogma. Catechisms that deny the salvation dogma. Salvation heresy enters into catechism in the USA. Apostate anti-pope the ninth, denial of the salvation dogma. Apostate anti-pope Pius the 12th, denial of the salvation dogma. And then another one I have up there now, apostate anti-popes, heretical books, and salvation heresy. That's all going to be in one book. So this is there's a lot of really good work getting done here. And in due time, that'll get done. But the most important thing is, once we get the prayer book and the catechism out there, you're ready to come in. On the salvation dogma, I have like one paragraph on it. If you believe that, you don't got to read all these books. You really don't. If you believe what I just told you, that only members of the Catholic Church have a hope to be saved. That means everybody who dies worshiping a false god, practicing a false religion, or no religion at all, like an atheist, is damned, doomed, done, hell, you're all over. You got to be a member of the true Catholic Church to have a hope to be saved. And we get in, that's it. Really, you don't have to read all this stuff if you believe in that. People like this. It's edification. It's enlightenment. It can help you refute some people trying to bring in heresy. But basically, you got to believe in that. You know, put your faith first. Then you, because if you don't want to believe in that, you can read all these books. I can talk to you till I'm blue in the face. You ain't. It's like 9/11. People still believe that the airplane knocked down those towers. And then when they look at the evidence, or the Holocaust, they still believe there was a Holocaust of Jews during World War II. Now, you may believe that because you weren't taught properly, but when you look at the evidence we have, and you look at the 9/11 evidence, and you still believe, that's another issue we bring up. Get away from me, because I don't want you in here neither. If you, our Lord said, if you do not believe earthly things, how will you believe heavenly things when I teach them to you? John 3:12. There's another. Those are all big issues, you see. All right, now, that's a little bit on my revisions, a little bit on my new works. All right, now, we're going to get on to something that's very important. As you know, as time goes on, the Antichrist is chopping off, knocking off more of our videos. YouTube, Google, and all these other places where we used to put videos up and stuff. Most of my links right now, when I'm linking to stuff in my conspiracy menus and stuff that I posted up on YouTube, is all gone. They got rid of it. Stuff about the Holocaust, stuff about conspiracies, stuff against the Zionist Jews, showing you where they're evil and all that. All those videos now have been taken down, and I didn't check it for a while, but I had some people write and say, hey, Rich, some of your links are broken. Turns out that a lot of my links are broken. And the reason they're broken is because they removed all these videos from the internet. Now, if you want to get those videos, they're gone. I warned you people about this years ago. I'm going to warn you about it now. There may even be a time when my site's not even going to be up there. I don't know for how long, but that may even happen. I know it's going to be back up again, even when Antichrist comes to power. How do I know that? Because the whole world's going to know about us. And they're going to hate us also. 90% of the world's going to hate us. That's their problem, not mine. We're here for the temper, our own souls and the 10% are going to love God. So when that happens, we will be up again in public. But I think there's going to be a period of time when it goes down. But when we go back up in public again and God does miracles, for instance, we put a curse down on Tel Aviv and say 25,000 Jews are going to die tomorrow unless you give us an internet site, unless you give us a TV. I want one TV station, I want one radio station, and I want one website where I can put up whatever I want. If you don't do it, 25,000 Jews dead tomorrow. 25,000 the next day. Put it up or they're dead, like Elias. Remember they came out to Elias? With 50 men, was it 50? And he's in the cave. He said, if I be a man of God, let God strike you dead. And God burned them all, and finally left one alive, and he ran back to warn the others. Another 50 came out, let God strike you dead. And they ran back, and they were going to send another 50. He said, you better only send two, and you better be nice to him. So the guy came out, oh, Mr. Elias, can we please speak to you? So something like that's going to happen. How else can we be known to the world when Antichrist also rules almost the whole world, unless God protects us by his almighty power? And that's when we're going to have all our videos and all our stuff up. So we're going to put even all the stuff like David Irving stuff. Nathaniel Kapner's got some good stuff from David Duke. All the conspiracy stuff. We're going to have it all up there. You're going to have access to it at that period of time. But there may be a period of time where nothing's going to be up there at all. And I'm telling you, it's still, even regardless, even when we do have our website up, here's what I'm telling you people, and I said it before. You can get my whole website with every audio, with every book, with every video, if you order now in the next 5 minutes. No. and it all fits on an SD card. An SD card is like the size of a stamp, a postage stamp. just makes the limit on an SD card. They're gonna have bigger ones later on too. They didn't have a big SD card years ago, and I told you about this. They had these hard drives that are about this big. They're a little bulky. They cost a little more, and they can go up to like terabytes, and they're even bigger. But they make a big enough SD card, which is only about this big, and it's got everything on my website. And when you order it, we mail you this little thing, and you upload all of the stuff onto your hard drive, and you got my whole website, everything, at the click of your fingers. You got all the conspiracy stuff. You got all the audios. You got all the books. You got everything. And what's great about that is every 3 months or so, however you want to do it, or 6 months, you mail us back the SD card, and we update it. And we mail it back to you. That's the only way you're going to get all this stuff. Because right now, we tried to repost up the stuff they took down. And they didn't even let it go up again. We tried to repost it. And they rejected us. Now, the reason I'm not putting that on my... You're going to wonder, why do I still have my audios up there where I'm going against the Jews and all that? Because that's on my own website. That's my own website. I load that up on my own website. For two reasons. One, when people go to YouTube, it doesn't take up a lot of my bandwidth time. But it's not the only reason. I don't want to put these other videos up to cause an instigation to get my videos down. Mine are more important than theirs. So I don't want to put like a David Irving tape or a David Duke or somebody's tape up on my particular website, and then they're going to come after my website because of that. I just want to keep my stuff up there that I know. They don't put none of my stuff up, by the way, folks. All the stuff you see that's up there with my stuff, not most of it, not all of it, but the stuff we know when you talk against homos, when you talk against transgenders, when you talk against the Jews and Zionism, you're dead. That video doesn't get up. So those are all posted up on my website. But all these other links, they were posted up on the YouTube, and even these other ones are coming up now are banning you. So we're progressively getting... They even now, I heard they ban you if you talk about abortion, Planned Parenthood. You go against that, they ban you. So you're not going to be able to get it. All I'm saying is, I'm talking to you now, even if you don't agree with everything I'm saying, you may not accept the whole package yet, but you do believe in a lot of what I'm saying. Oh, get the SD card. What does it hurt? You'll have it when the time comes. You'll have it maybe when the time comes when you realize everything I'm saying is true and you want to convert. But even if that hasn't happened yet or doesn't happen, at least you've got some stuff on there that you can refer to. You'll have it. Right? And if the future... Look, surely you can't say everything I said on there is wrong. You know, all my point is... I'm just telling you to get this thing now. I think an SD card costs about $50 or something like that. And all we'll charge you is for shipping or something. There's maybe a $10 fee. I'm not going to charge all the stuff on there. I don't want to make money off of it, but I want to make enough money just so I can maintain my machineries around here and I can pay for the mailing. Okay, now people who don't have any money and they're really poor or something, I give it to them for free. But you got to prove your case. Don't be trying to cheat me now. But if you're poor, I'll give it to you for free. But you're talking about the whole website, every video, every audio, every book for a $50 SD card and mailing and maybe $10 on top of that. So I can pay Sister Marie her salary. That's all she gets a month over here, $10. I know I'm generous, though. I'm generous. Free room and board and $10 every now and then, but don't spend it all in one place. Anyway... There's the importance of the SD card. And it's great because you can send it back and we get the update. Because even now in Germany, you know, in Germany, if we were in Europe, we're dead. I'm dead. They would arrest us if I was in Europe. The United States really is one of the last places where you can speak like I am. So we have to thank God for that religious liberty thing. That's why we voted for Trump on that one issue alone. If Hillary got in, we'd probably be gone already. And we may be gone in the future. But in Europe, we'd already be gone. Do you know, like in Germany, where how they get their stuff is on a black market? Okay, so let this be a warning to you people out there now. Even if you don't, order the SD card, copy the whole website over to your hard drive, either on your computer or if you have an external hard drive, and the SD can serve as a backup. You can have another backup. And every 3 or 6 months, send us the SD card, and we update it and send it back. And you got everything. At the click of, boom, 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 you get everything. But right now, because a lot of the stuff on the conspiracies, if you don't have it, you're not going to know what's going on. The devil doesn't want you to look at our stuff against the Holocaust. Lie. Or the 9/11, he doesn't want you to look at it. If you look at it, that's it. If you're of goodwill, you just say, they lied to us. Folks, we've been lied to for years and years and years. The world is full of liars. Our Lord said in one verse, all men are liars. Almost every man in this world is a liar. And it's not just recently. It's not just with the fake media today, which is really bad. You've got some Wallapalooza lies now that the apostate Jews are in power because they're sons of the devil. Everybody who's not a member of the church is a son of the devil, but they're the biggest sons of the devil, telling the biggest lies that you've ever heard since World War II. But it goes back to the Renaissance time. We've been lied to by nominal Catholics and scholastics and apostate antipopes. They're big, humongous liars. And don't kid yourself, most of God's chosen people are always evil. There's only a very few of them that are good. And the history of God's chosen people, going back to the Old Testament to the New Testament, most of them are always evil and bad, and there's only a few good ones. So remember what the Lord said in Matthew 7:14, enter at the narrow gate, for now is a great gate, and straight's the way that leads to life, and few there are that find it. What Jesus said in Luke 18:7, when the Son of Man come, think he find faith on earth at all? Keep that in your mind. And most of all, we'll be praying for your conversion, and we'll be doing penance for you for your conversion repentance. We want to first give glory to God. I want to save my own soul. I want to get the message out there so you can know God like we know God. He's the most loving, beneficent, beautiful God. But you get on the wrong side, and we'll kick your ass. He's a very powerful God. He's to be feared. He's the one that throws you into hell. He's the one that determines if you live or you die. Deuteronomy 32:35. See that I alone am, for there's no other God besides me, for I kill and I make to live. I strike and I heal, and there's none that can deliver out of my hands. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.